Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Let's talk to Europe's biggest airline. Ryanair has just published its full year results for the financial year, and post-tax profit came in at up 34% at €1.92 billion. It flew 184 million people over the past year, giving it a load factor of also up to 94%. But it admitted that soaring fuel bills caused issues. Neil Sorahan is the Chief Financial Officer with Ryanair and is on the line. Good morning, Neil.
Joe, good morning. How are you?
Well, as you can see, I'm struggling with a bit of an cough, but we won't whinge. We won't grumble.
Very good.
Profits up 34%, despite fuel bills, which were also up 32%.
Yes, indeed. Our best ever set of results. We saw a 9% increase in traffic to just under 184 million passengers. Fares up 21% on the year. We'd a bumper summer last year, particularly strong Easter in March just gone. Although it wasn't all plain sailing, we'd slightly lower fares in the third quarter due to the OTAs taking us off sale. And of course, fuel, as you said, significantly up, an extra €1.25 billion onto the fuel bill, which we still delivered our best every year, Joe.
Okay, and I suppose I have to ask you about fares and whether you think they will be up again this summer. Your boss said that they'll be up between 0 and 5% rather than 5 and 10%. Is that still the case?
Yeah, there's great value at the moment, particularly in May and into June for midweeks. I would anticipate, particularly as the schools start to close now over the next few weeks, that you're going to see pricing going up. Demand is very, very strong. People want to fly in numbers. So despite the fact that we're planning to grow our traffic numbers by about 9% this year to somewhere close to 200 million passengers, we still anticipate that fares will be flat to modestly up into the peak. So I would encourage everyone to book as early as possible.
Okay, now let's go back to fuel. What are they doing right now? We know what they kind of gyrated quite a bit over the last 18 months. Are they going up or down now? And is there a risk, Neil, that you've hedged a bit too high if they are going down?
No, I'm very comfortable where we are on the hedging. We've already locked in €450 million worth of savings on our fuel bill for next year. So we're just over 70% hedged, well below the levels that we were hedging last year. So no, I'd have no difficulty with that. And indeed, we've even started to put some hedging cover, small amount, about 10%, into our next financial year at similar levels.
Okay. Ryanair is awarded an A- environmental rating. You guys have come a long way from when Michael O'Leary described environmental campaigners as headbangers, and even worse a few years ago.
I think we've all grown up. You know, we've got a great story to tell on this front, where we're taking hugely fuel-efficient aircraft, the game changer, 16% more fuel and CO2 efficient. So, yeah, we're delighted with the CDP, the Carbon Disclosure Project, A-, and that comes MSC giving us an A rating this year.
I hope we haven't lost. Oh, dear, Neil, that line doesn't sound great. Are you still there, Neil? No, Neil is not there. Anyway, while we're waiting to get him back, it's also been confirmed in the annual results that Ryanair have added not one but two women to the board, including the former UK Home Secretary Amber Rudd as part of their gender diversity on the board as well. And again, these are all things that were it certainly weren't issues for Michael O'Leary 10 and 15 years ago. When he used to dismiss these things as mere gloss. The company has also, let me just pick up the results. The company said that the load factor was up one percentage point at 94%. I think we might have Neil. Neil, are you back on the line?
Yeah, I'm back on. So I don't know what happened there. Some gremlins.
Listen, Boeing are behind schedule. Delivering, and they're behind schedule on everybody, but you are their biggest customer. They're behind schedule to deliver the new 737s to you guys. Will a new boss at Boeing, when Calhoun steps down, improve this horrendous delivery record that they have?
Well, I have to say, you know, they made some changes in Seattle over the past couple of months. Stephanie Pope, the chief operating officer of the Boeing Group, but now the president and CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes in Seattle, is doing a very good job. We've seen a big improvement since she took on the role. Quality is improving, and indeed consistency on deliveries is improving. So we'd be hopeful that she'll turn the ship around in Seattle. We'll see who replaces Dave Calhoun at the group level in due course. But we are seeing improvements, and that's hopeful. You know, we'd expect to have somewhere between 158 and just over 160 of the Game Changer aircraft by the end of July. And then hopefully the 20 aircraft that were short will all be in by November, which means we're well on course to take the remaining 29 Game Changers, to have 210 of them in our fleet for the summer of 2025. So I'm a little bit more optimistic than I was.
Okay. Parisian airspace is going to be closed down yet again, this time for the Olympics. Any word on the EU coming up with some sort of air traffic plan for the entire EU?
Unfortunately not. Despite our best efforts and 2 million of our customers signing a petition, we still haven't seen any movement on that front. So we would again call on President Ursula von der Leyen and the Commission to address this very important issue of overflights during ATC strikes. It's already the law in places like Italy, Spain and Greece. There's no reason why the French couldn't implement it. There will be some disruptions with the Olympics. We can plan for that. That's not a problem. It's the wildcat strikes and the air traffic controllers walking out that caused the problems.
Would you like to see Ursula von der Leyen remain as president of the European Commission? She's vying to stay in her job.
I have no strong views one way or another. We just want a commission that is, you know, supportive of the movement of people in an efficient environmental manner. And, you know, if it's Ursula or somebody else, so be it.
And Ryanair has been encouraging people to vote in the forthcoming European elections. I presume
Absolutely. You've
no preference on parties, just as long as they get out and vote.
We want people to get out and vote. We would prefer if you would support parties that are in favour of low-cost travel and, as I said, the freedom of movement of people. But otherwise, we would have no political views one way or another.
OK. And you're adding two women to the Ryanair board, including the former UK Home Secretary.
Yeah, we're delighted. I think Amber and Janan, who's a former partner with McKinsey in Morocco, will be a great addition to the board. You know, looking forward to working with them over the next number of years.
OK, well, listen, thank you very much for joining us, Neil. That is Neil Sorahan, the Chief Financial Officer with Ryanair.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.